From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A new report from the California EPA furthers a discussion on whether the state should ban a widely used and controversial pesticide. In Sacramento, Sammy Cayola has the story.
California farmers have used chlorpyrifos on nuts, berries, and citrus for decades. While it protects the crops, many worry it's harmful to humans. The State Department of Pesticide Regulations is now taking multiple steps to regulate its use. Their latest report found the chemical could cause health problems for children and women of childbearing age who inhale it or get it on their skin. Department spokesperson Charlotte Fidipi says tighter restrictions on the chemical could come in 2018.
We want scientific input into it, all eyes on it, so that we can continue to ensure that we are protecting people as the pesticide is used.
Pesticide Action Network spokesperson Paul Towers calls the new report disappointing. He says the only truly protective step is an outright ban.
When California finally adopts protections, maybe not until December 2018 by their own admission, they still won't be good enough.
Next month, the department will give county agricultural commissioners new voluntary restrictions on where and when to apply chlorpyrifos. Meanwhile, Cal EPA will consider adding the chemical to its Prop 65 list. That would submit it to stricter rules around signage and labeling. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Cayola.
For the first time, the state of California has compiled all of the uses of force involving law enforcement officers for a given year. Bob Moffitt has the story.
A report by the California Attorney General classifies use of force incidents as those that involve a gun used by an officer, a serious bodily injury, or a civilian death, even if the officer did not use force. Of the 832 people who were seriously injured during contact with law enforcement, 157 died in 2016. About two-thirds of the people listed were younger than 40. About 70% were minorities. Hispanics were the most frequently injured, followed by whites, then blacks. In about 70% of the cases, a weapon or officer action other than the use of a firearm caused the injury. The report also lists the 133 serious injuries suffered by officers last year. Six died. I'm Bob Moffitt in Sacramento.
Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.